and education. Bible thought, look, I am preparing a disaster, so turn, reform. Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 11. The great prophet Jeremiah found the message that God commissioned him to preach to be one that was personally onerous. The future held punishment. He was distraught to learn that many of the things that seemed to give such assurance to Israel's national existence would be lost as punishment for national wrongs. What on earth could God have in mind? Yet, as Jeremiah learned not to place his trust in buildings and nations, he learned to trust God even more. Jesus' disciples had to learn the same. They were proud of their temple. Yet Jesus seemed nonchalant in speaking of the temple's destruction. How would such a catastrophe come without it simply being the end of the world? Jesus encouraged them to realize that our hope and security doesn't reside in an edifice, regardless of how impressive. Our lives are secured not by the things we call blessings, but by the Blesser. The relationships we have with Him can be with or without the things. Jesus' disciples learned that things come and go, mostly go. No matter, as they ministered to spread the gospel in their world, they received an education in what truly matters and what doesn't. Might we all be so well educated. Our Father, help us to discern correctly that which is truly valuable and worthy of our adoration. In Jesus' name, amen. Mike Sanders, Boise, Idaho.